Back to our weekly series now. Every 30 seconds, just about every half minute, a young Latino in the U.S. reaches voting age. Young Latinos like Adela Diaz from Phoenix, who wanted to vote for Senator Elizabeth Warren. We first heard from Diaz in February. Back then, she was focused on her college courses.
My parents always wanted me to do well in school, and like they instilled in me that hard work pays off, so I've always just tried my hardest to do it all.
Then the pandemic hit. Reporter Michelle Marisco at KJZZ in Phoenix has this update.
Adela Diaz had just returned to the University of Arizona in Tucson from spring break. She was on vacation in San Francisco with her dad when the world shifted.
When I came home, everything was good for the first few days.
By March 11, the University of Arizona president delayed the start of classes because of the coronavirus, then said classes would start a week later online.
And then the deadline just slowly kept getting pushed back and pushed back, and then classes were canceled for the rest of spring semester.
So Adela moved out of her dorm and back home with her family in Phoenix. Her mom, Debbie Diaz, had already turned her old bedroom into a new home office, and now they have to share.
It was fine at first because usually she only works from home 2 days a week, but then she was moved to work remotely full time. So then my bed became my desk, and then my desk became her office.
Debbie Diaz says she was glad to have her daughter home.
It made me very happy. Not so much her, but I was very happy.
Adela continues taking a full schedule of university courses. These days, there's a new urgency to her major, public health, due to the coronavirus. But for Adela, this has been an issue since high school. She was aware even then of how some people just don't have easy access to health care.
I care more about, well, how is it like disproportionately affecting people of low socioeconomic status or like people of color?
A recent CDC survey found that COVID-19 hospitalized patients were predominantly Black or Latino when compared to the general population.
I was so upset. Audibly, I was like, oh my God, because that's awful. I hate to hear that.
Along with COVID-19 also came a shift in the political landscape. First, her favorite Democratic candidate, Senator Elizabeth Warren, who was all about universal health care, dropped out.
I will not be running for president in 2020, but I guarantee I will stay in the fight.
It was upsetting, though, to see, you know, she was the last person who wasn't an old white man. So when she was gone, that narrowed the choices a lot.
Her friends and social circle backed Senator Bernie Sanders, a choice Adela was prepared to support.
And so today, I am announcing the suspension of my campaign. Please know that I do not make this decision lightly.
Then he dropped out too, which I knew. And my parents even told me, you know, he's probably not going to get the nomination. They both voted for Biden.
So I asked Debbie, Adela's mom, why former Vice President Joe Biden was her choice.
Because I'm old. No. I just kind of think Bernie was a little too far out there for him to win against President Trump. I really do.
But Adela is not entirely impressed with Biden.
I mean, he's the vice president, or he was the vice president, so he's not impressive. I feel like he's a little less inspiring to me than Bernie was, but I'm still going to vote for Biden in the general election.
So she's going to vote for Biden, but the former vice president hasn't supported sweeping universal health care so far, and that's an issue Adela is going to be watching for.
It doesn't always matter to do the people-pleasing thing when there's people who are dying because of what you're not giving them.
For The World, I'm Michelle Marisco in Arizona.